You are now listening to Scheduling Fate, hosted by author and counseling astrologer, Jamie McGee. For more information, please go to SchedulingFate.com. Hi there, and welcome to Scheduling Fate. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for April 19th through the 25th. And if you and I have worked one-on-one together, we have undoubtedly talked about this week ahead. There is so much opportunity for growth, rapid expansion, and change that will support us not only in the short term, but in the long term. And I cannot wait to dive in. But before we get to each of the signs, let's talk about how the transits will unfold over this week. One of the first transits we have this week is Venus meeting a retrograde Mercury. Now, by the end of the week, Mercury will be out of retrograde. There is an energy here that says, you know what, let's go back to what our heart is connected to. We walked right over this before because Mercury's met this point before. We went forward, we stopped, and we came back. We've had some other conversations, but now we're right back to what really matters at a soul deep level. This is what my heart is attached to. Make it a point to listen to those whispering intuitions or ideas that make you feel warm and tingly. Now, the next transit that we have is Mars in sextile with Uranus and Jupiter. And this is an interesting one because Mars is all about action and drive. It's the courage that we have. It's like, you know what? Let's just get this done. We don't know how it's going to work out on the other side, but we're going to charge forward. So this week, early on, if we have things that speak to our heart or ideas that motivate us to make a change and bring in an expansive opportunity, those are the planets speaking to you. So you want to lean in a little bit closer. Now, Jupiter and Uranus have been in an area of your life for a while. What's changing is these two are meeting together. So there's a concentration of Jupiter's energy and Uranus's energy working together. And this aspect will bring a surge of growth and sudden change. Maybe in financial matters, it's very possible. And we say this financial matters because it's in Taurus, and Taurus represents resources, what we find valuable. This could be people, places, things. It could be alone time, whatever is important to you. That's a Taurus topic. This transit will encourage breakthroughs. It could be a breakthrough in generational wealth or unconventional approaches to finding your own security, your own comfort, to building your resources. The energy will foster a unique balance between maintaining the status quo, what's always been, that's a Taurus kind of thing, and embracing a progressive idea or something that leads to potential prosperity through unexpected means or maybe innovative changes all around. Like I said, you've been feeling this energy for a while. We've had these planets there, but now we have this climactic energy point in your chart. So this week, above all, I encourage you to focus on the outcomes that you want, not outcomes that you don't want. That's the diet that we want to feed Jupiter. Jupiter will enhance wherever your vibration is going. So it's very important to have that elevated in a positive way. Even if you're not a big fan of change, be curious about the change. Well, if that ended, does this mean that this is beginning, or what does that opportunity do? Lean into your Mars, that courage that we talked about just a few minutes ago, because sometimes, though you are ready for this change, it can be a little bit terrifying. It could stroke some anxieties. You may feel as if you have imposter syndrome. Though I want this, I don't know that I'm ready. Someone else may deserve it more than me. Those could be some subconscious thoughts in your mind. So you want to lean on your Mars and say, you know what? I am ready for this expansive, unexpected growth. I'm going to lean positively into it. We don't want to focus on anything that's negative. Now, we do have another challenging energy coming in right after this, and that is the Sun squaring Pluto. And this power struggle has to do with who you are, your identity, that's the Sun, and this transformational, deep-seated force of power, which is Pluto. And this energy is going to challenge you to confront deep-seated fears and issues of control, which kind of goes right back to what I was just talking about. You have this huge opportunity to launch out of something that you have been in for a while, or that is ready to change, but there's this fear, but what would that authority figure change? Am I ready for that transformation? This Sun square Pluto is going to be in the same neighborhood as opportunity. So we want to lean into our courage. Sun square Pluto has a very profound invitation for authenticity at a soul deep level. Whatever steps you're taking need to come from the heart. They need to come from the soul, which wraps right around to the beginning of the week. Listen to your heart, dial into the courage, and leap towards this transformation. It's all about being authentic, looking within for acceptance, not without, which is a challenge. And if that wasn't enough, we wrap up the week with a full moon in Scorpio. All full moons illuminate. They show us things that we want to see, great accomplishments. We've made it. Hurrah, let's celebrate. But in that same light, we see the things that we forgot to do or the things that have been in the shadows that we haven't been working on. Now, as that comes up this week, I want you to celebrate. Celebrate what you are winning at. We want to hold on to that vibration. Be aware of what you don't like. you can make changes to this over the coming weeks. This could bring up some of those power struggles as well, or that deep-seated emotions, like you may not have known that you had fears or anxieties, or that you had always been this way for this reason. Welcome in any invitation to face shadows, to face the fears that you have, because once you name them, you will disempower them, and which will give you the momentum to continue to grow through this Jupiter-Uranus expansion that we have. And at the end of the week, we will have Mercury moving out of retrograde, like I mentioned earlier. When Mercury moves out of retrograde, it's a little bit like a train switching its tracks. It's bumpy. It can be confusing. It's just clarity comes to you, and all of a sudden you need to change a couple of things. So be patient with yourself, because it's likely that by the end of the week, you're going to have a lot more information, a different perspective. So you're going to need to go back and change things. You're going to need to have conversations again. Have patience with yourself. Have patience with others. Stay flexible, and you'll do well with that shift. All right, with that being said, let's get ready to dive into the sun signs. Please be sure to listen to both your sun sign and your rising sign. Hi, Aries. Let's take a look at your week. All right, Aries, your top three focuses are going to be 1, your values, something that has to do with your resources and your earning power. 2, your independence, who you are, how you want to be known in the world. And 3, I wrote thresholds, but this is that space between endings and beginnings. You're standing right there with a lot of courage. Now let's talk about why. On recent weeks, we've had a lot of energy focused in your sign, and Mercury retrograde was one of those energies, which can make things a little bit confusing because you're at a launching point, but you have to go back and revise things before you can fully go forward. One of the first energies we have this week is Venus meeting a Mercury retrograde. So going back into your heart, what's important to you and why is it important to you? It's probably a recent idea or an instinct that came up a couple of weeks ago. You're going to reconnect with that. And I encourage you to do that. We want to follow that heart-based intentions that you had then so you can start to seed where you're going. The next transit we have this week is Mars having a conversation with Uranus and Jupiter. Now, Mars is in a very private area of your life, almost on that subconscious level where there is endings, there is beginnings, where there's space to process what was so we're ready to build what will become. And there's a lot of courage that you are gathering here. There's something that you're doing behind the scenes on a private level that maybe even the people closest to you are not completely aware of. Dial into that courage. Mars is your ruling planet. Lean into the heart, lean into the courage, and that's going to help you make some pretty positive changes around your values, because that is where we have both Jupiter and Uranus meeting this week. Now, Jupiter's expansion, Uranus is innovative changes, thinking outside of the box. This is a very potent energy. It's concentrated in an area that not only represents your values, but it also represents your skill sets and your self-esteem about these values. So any opportunities to think outside the box, I encourage you to lean into those. You want to be in a position to say yes, but you also want to be aware of overwhelm down the road. So think, you know, can I invest or can I earn at this level for how long? Think about short-term and long-term goals. Because right after that, that whispering, you know, are you sure you should do this? Energy that you're working with is Sun square Pluto. Now, this energy is going to concentrate on those values that you have, the opportunity, but it's going to be in conflict or activated by either a dream, friends, or an association that you've been connected with for a while. It could be that you have a very valuable opportunity, but it doesn't follow the flow of the group that you have been with for a while, and you're going to have to go through a little bit of a change, which means, you know, some endings and some beginnings, and you're not sure if you're ready to do that. There could be a little bit of anxiety about how your friends or associations could accept decisions that you're making. But remember, the goal is to listen to your heart, to dial into your courage, and to look at these once-in-a-lifetime expansive opportunities that you have right there in front of you. Now, you also have a full moon in Scorpio this week, and this full moon is going to access the opposite of where the sun's been having the conversations this week. So there's a lot of focus on your values this week, but the full moon's going to bring attention to the values or the income that you share with other people. Now, this could be your spouse's money. It could be your client's money. It could be loans. It could be family money, legacy assets. And it also could be endings and beginnings. It's a transformational energy. And this is where we have Scorpio. So there's going to be a lot that comes to light here as you start to make decisions this week. And you want to have patience with yourself, patience with what you see surface, ask questions, celebrate what you like, and prepare to make changes for things that you don't like or things that you know are ready to end so there's space for new beginnings. All right, with that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Taurus. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Taurus, this is going to be a very juicy week to remember for you, something that you're probably already a little bit in the middle of. Now, your top three focuses are going to be 1, self-expression, 2, your partnerships, 1-to-1 connections, And 3, your home work-life balance. So as you can see, these are very public focal points in your life, not something that you can work on behind the scenes, but is going to be well seen by those around you. So let's talk about why this is such a potent week, especially for your sign. And one of the first transits we have this week is your ruling planet, Venus, having a conversation with Mercury in retrograde. Now, this is going to be happening in a private area of your chart, behind the scenes, on a subconscious level, a place where endings and beginnings occur at the same time. And you've been going through a couple of revisions here with Mercury going into retrograde. But as we step into this week, Mercury has made it all the way back to your ruling planet, and you're feeling a calling in your heart. Like, this is why I want to do what I want to do. This is why I want to end this. This is why I want to begin this. And I encourage you to listen to those whispering intentions or ideas that come from within or possibly without. The next transit we have this week is Mars having some conversations with Jupiter and Uranus, who are both in your sign. Now, Mars is in Pisces, but this planet represents courage and drive and motivation. And where it is right now in your chart, it's around a dream that you have or allies that you have, a network that you are working with. There's a lot of courage. There's a lot of peer motivation that you can lean into with this energy, and it's giving you some suggestions about how you can launch out in the world in a brand new way. Now, the very next transit is huge, and that is Jupiter and Uranus, who are both in your sign, meeting. Now, you've been working with these energies for a while, and though Uranus and its sudden breakthroughs and shifts could drive you a little mad sometimes, you're used to the flow of that energy. And adding to this is Jupiter, who likes to expand what you focus on. Now, when these two energies come together, this is a one-of-a-kind transit happening right here in your sign. And the invitation is to lean into a change that's going to serve you not only in the short term, but in the long term. And in order to get there, you may have to color outside the lines, think outside of the box, take a leap forward, and trust your heart. Trust this new world that is opening up for you. Now, a little bit of hesitation where we want to rise above the fear this week is that we do have Sun square Pluto. Now, Sun square Pluto is an interesting energy because it takes who I am and it activates it by an authority figure or a perceived authority figure or power source in our life. And there's an edge. That power source could be motivating you for change, or maybe it's the reason that you don't want to change because you don't want to approach that transformation that is happening, how it will shift your entire reputation, your entire purpose, how the world knows you. The invitation of this energy is to lean into the change, to be who you are and to work with the transformation. It's going to be a little bit edgy. You may find that as you announce who you are, as you say, this is the new me, that there could be an authority figure or a strong energy in your life that's making you second guess yourself. But if you're connected with your heart, if you're looking for answers within instead of without, you're going to do great with that energy. We also have a full moon in Scorpio. That full moon is going to highlight your one-to-one connections. Now, this could be romantic, especially if you're married, but it also has to do with friendships, even open enemies. And it's in flow with what you do every day, your habits, who you communicate with, and that space where you dream and the network that you have. There's going to be something here to celebrate, something rich that you have been working on for a long time. I encourage you to celebrate that. However, the full moon can also shine its light on things that you were not aware of or were not prepared to face right now, especially with all these other opportunities that you have. But the invitation is to balance both endings and beginnings. You want to appreciate the journey that you're ending and the journey that you're beginning all at once. There's some valuable lessons there, and reflection is always the best teacher. All right, with that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Gemini, let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top 3 focuses are going to be 1, your dreams and allies, 2, endings and beginnings, and 3, the habits that you have. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this is a very big week for you, but a lot of this energy could be happening more so on a subconscious level or things that you're doing behind the scenes. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first energies that we have this week is Venus meeting with a Mercury retrograde. Now, this first meeting of Venus and Mercury is very important because it's going to remind you of something that is connected to your heart, something that you feel deeply about, passionate about. There's a lot of compassion with this energy, and I want you to dial into that because that's going to help you make some decisions as you move through the week. And then we have Mars, who is focused at that highest part of your solar chart. This area has to do with your reputation, how you're known in the world, your sense of purpose. It blankets every corner of your life. But from this position, Mars is having a great conversation with Jupiter and Uranus. So there could be that an authority figure or the vision or the perspective that you have now is going to give you some great ideas about how you can bring in some innovative, breakthrough, expansive change. Because the very next transit that we have is Jupiter and Uranus meeting. Now, Jupiter and Uranus have been in a very private area of your chart that has to do with endings and beginnings, spiritual work, doing something privately that even the closest people to you may not know anything about. It has to do with mind and body balance as well. You may already be experiencing some brilliant download. As these energies get closer together, that likelihood is going to grow. So lean into your inspiration, the instincts that you have. about endings, about beginnings. This is a great creative time because there is something that you are bringing to life behind the scenes. And I'm so excited to see what that is for all of you. Now, one of the other energies that could conflict this a little bit this week is Sun square Pluto. Now, the Sun is in that private area, that very inspirational area that we just talked about where we create things, and it's in square with an area that represents a new direction, beginnings, convictions that you have, higher education, publishing. So it could be that you are motivated to get this new voice out, this new message, something you've been working on behind the scenes. Or you may find that, you know what, this was the path that I was on and I thought that I was clear about it, but now that I know what I know, I need to change this. There's a little bit of back and forth energy that you're going to work with, but trust that the invitation, no matter how it feels in the moment, is still to grow through the change, to work with the transformation. And we also have a full moon this week. Now, the full moon is going to be opposite of where you're feeling all of this behind the scenes energy that has to do with endings and beginnings. It's going to be concentrated on your habits, the work that you must do every day, those chores. It also has an element of health because our habits play into how well we feel about our day. Now, this full moon is going to bring to light some things that you want to celebrate. You've been working a long time on something, and now that you have reached this apex, we want to celebrate that. At the same time, sometimes the full moon can bring to light things that we did not know were there. And with this energy this week, you don't want to push those things down. We do want to know that they're there. We want to process them. But the goal is to have our vibration as high as it can so that Jupiter and Uranus, as they're really radiating in that private area of your life, can attract more things that help support you in the short term and the long term. In other words, we don't want to get so tied up on the past that we can't see the future, but we can't push the past down because inevitably it's going to come back up. We want to learn from the past so we can grow forward. And then, like I said, at the end of the week, we do have Mercury moving out of retrograde. So some plans that you have, some communications or alliances that you have could be shifting. Just stay patient, ask a lot of questions, and trust that whatever is revised is there to support you in the short and long term. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Cancer. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your career and your reputation, 2, the allies, the dream or network that you have, and 3, your passion, something close to your heart. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits of the week is Venus and Mercury meeting. Now, they're meeting at the very highest part of your solar chart. So this has to do with your career, your reputation, how you're known in the world. It blankets every corner of your life. Now, since Mercury is moving in retrograde, it's likely that you're going to remember why you're doing something at a heart-based level. This is valuable to me. I have compassion for this. This is why I started this in the first place. Dial into that intuition and those ideas because they're going to serve you well as you work with some of the bigger energies of the week. Now, the next energy that we have this week is Mars having a conversation with Uranus and Jupiter. Now, Mars is focused on new directions, publishing, learning, those convictions, those personal beliefs. And from this vantage point, there's a lot of great ideas that it's sort of throwing across the way to both Jupiter and Uranus saying, what if we did it this way? I see the horizon from this position that I'm in, and I have all this courage and motivation to go this way. What do you think about that? So hold on to those ideas as well, because they're going to unfold as we move through the week, because the very next transit is when we have Jupiter and Uranus meeting. Now, Jupiter and Uranus have been in the same area of your life for a little bit, Uranus for a couple of years and Jupiter throughout last year. And this area is focused on your network, a dream that you have, allies that's in flow with your one-to-one partnerships and who you communicate with day in and day out. There's likely to be a great breakthrough here. Jupiter likes to expand things. Uranus likes to make impossible things possible. Now, one thing to consider as a sign that is ruled by the moon, and the moon is closely connected to our emotions, and our emotions are closely connected to our overall vibration, is that it is important to have a very high vibration this week to call in what you want to see, not what you don't want to see. And sometimes, because you're such a caring, compassionate individual, as you make changes, as you see this breakthrough, there could be a bit of a guilt syndrome. I don't know if I want to leave the team that I'm a part of because I love them. They're my family. Or I'm not sure that I'm ready. Imposter syndrome. Or you're trying to make sure everyone is taken care of. And this energy, though it's not in your nature, wants you to dial into your purpose, your energy. Why do you want to make these changes? Why are they important to you? You want to dial into that opportunity, lean into the innovative change, and you're going to be successful with that. Now, one of the more challenging energies this week is Sun square Pluto. So the Sun is highlighting everything we just talked about, that network, that dream, that big breakthrough. And Pluto is working more so behind the scenes. This has to do with deep, intimate relationships, shared wealth, legacy, the way it's already been done. So though it feels a little edgy, the invitation is still to lean into endings and beginnings. We must end this to grow in this direction. It's a season of change. So kind of work with that inner authority, work with that external authority, and lean toward a positive change. Now, the very passionate full moon that we have this week is a full moon in Scorpio, and it's happening in an area of your life that has to do with things that you love without condition. These are people, places, things, anything that sets your soul afire, like you would do it all day, every day for free because you just love it so much. Now, the full moon is going to give you something to celebrate in this area of your life, and you want to use that to increase your vibration. At the same time, the full moon, and because it's in Scorpio, a very deep water sign, just like yourself, is going to bring up a lot of energies that maybe you were not aware were there. And with this, you want to say, okay, I see you, I acknowledge you, and you know, we'll work towards processing this as we go through the next few weeks. Celebrate what you love, process any energies that you don't like, forgive, forget, move on, close chapters, open chapters. It's high vibration, good karma. That's the goal of the week. All right, I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Leo. Let's take a look at your week. All right, so this is going to be a big one. Your top three focuses this week are 1, your reputation, how you're known in the world, 2, the partnerships that you have, 1-to-1, and 3, your foundation, something close to home. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first energies that we have this week is Venus connecting with a retrograde Mercury. Now, this is going to be happening in an area of your life that has to do with higher education, convictions, publishing, your notion of how the world looks, and these ideas that you want to carry out there and share with other people. There's going to be an idea here that you have already touched on most likely recently, and you're going to be reminded of it. And I encourage you to listen to that whispering energy. It may be hard for you to dial into because there's going to be a lot of other things taking your attention away this week. If you make it a point to listen to your intuition this week, it's going to serve you well. Now, the next energy that we have this week is Mars, which is working more so behind the scenes in your deep, intimate relationships, something around shared wealth and transformation, having conversations with Jupiter and Uranus, which are going to have a huge conversation this week. But there is something behind the scenes that has to do with a transformation or maybe something that involves funding. Like, I need finances, I need backing. There's an idea here that's going to support your reputation or something you're trying to launch out into the world. So again, you want to listen to those whispering ideas. We're listening to our heart and we're listening to our courage. Now, the next big transit that we have this week, which is one of the notable ones of the year, is Jupiter and Uranus meeting. And they're meeting at the highest part of your chart. So this has to do with your reputation, how you're known in the world, your career, your sense of purpose, and it blankets every corner of your life. So this is my self-expression. These are my partnerships. These are my roots, and this is every space in between. It's a very, very potent energy that you could not hide if you wanted to. So we're looking at expansive energy with Jupiter, luck and opportunity. We're looking at the impossible becoming possible suddenly with Uranus, breakthroughs that you didn't expect for years to come. Now, if I haven't highlighted this enough, this is a very potent energy, but it's also an energy that you have to co-create with. Whatever you focus on, Jupiter is going to expand. Whatever your perspective of what Uranus brings into your life, those changes, you're going to see more of it. So we want to focus on the opportunities. We want to see every shift, whether we planned it or not, as an opportunity, because that is going to support you not only in the short term and the long term. It's going to open up door after door for you and give you so many beautiful downloads about where to go from here. Now, one of the more challenging energies that we have this week is Sun square Pluto. And this is going to feel a little intense for you because the sun is in that same area that we just talked about, where Uranus and Jupiter are working to bring a lot of expansive ideas at that highest part of your chart. Pluto is focused on your one-to-one partnerships, but it's also focused on who you communicate with day in and day out and a network or a dream that you have. There's this energy that says, are you sure that you're ready? Have you done all of the work from the ground up to get to where you are? This energy could bring up a bit of tension because you realize that there's a huge leap that you're going to have to take. There's a change. Who you are now and who you will be, there is a massive distance between those, and there's a path of transformation. And you may not feel ready for this on some level, or you may feel really ready for this, and you're going to get a reminder of some things that you still have to take care of before you go forward. But you want to approach this energy with a lot of positivity. There is a humbleness that is needed with this energy. To be successful, you want to be courageous, heart-based, but also humble. Now, another energy that we're working with this week is a full moon in Scorpio. This is happening at your foundation, something close to your home, where you feel rooted in life. Now, full moons always illuminate high emotions, positive, negative, and everything in between. And Scorpio is a deep water sign. It likes to dig in and say, you know what, this is everything under the surface, and this is everything that you can see. Let's mesh it all together and let's process it. There's going to be some great things to celebrate here, a lot of accomplishments, even if they're just emotional accomplishments, but there's also going to be some things that you notice that you still need to process. We want to acknowledge them. We want to make plans to work through and process this. At the same time, we don't want this to bring down our vibration. That's the goal this week, high vibration. The higher our vibration is, the more curious we are, the more grateful we are, the more humble we are, the more doors and opportunities that we're going to see open for us. All right, with that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Now, Virgo, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your legacy, 2, new directions, and 3, finding your voice. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the early transits that we have this week is happening in a more private area of your life behind the scenes, and that is Venus meeting a retrograde Mercury, your ruling planet. So early on, there could be a whispering idea or a thought about a transformation or a deep, intimate relationship that you're going to be reminded of. And I encourage you to hold that thread because it's going to give you inspiration as you move through this week, but also the weeks ahead. Well, the very next transit is Mars having a conversation with Jupiter and Uranus. Now, Mars has been focused on your one-to-one partnerships. It's been in flow with who and how you communicate every day and network and allies that you have. And from this position, Mars has a great idea that it wants to share with Jupiter and Uranus. So it's likely that a partner or someone that you work one-on-one with or that you're familiar with says, you know what, if you want to go in that direction, if you really want to launch this way, I know how you can do it. I have an idea. I have something you can read. I have someone you can meet. I have something you should look into. And I encourage you to lean into that courageous new idea because it will also serve you as we move through this week. This is heart-based, courageous energy giving you a lot of suggestions. Now, the next energy that we have is the focal point of this week, which is Jupiter and Uranus meeting. This is one of the biggest transits of 2024, and it's meeting in an area of your life that has to do with a new horizon, new directions, higher education, publishing, your convictions, your personal belief, stepping out of your comfort zone. This is a great energy to work with, especially if you're a student of any kind or a teacher. Now, this energy, both Uranus and Jupiter, is something that you've been working with for a while. Uranus has been here for years. Jupiter's been here for around a year. Jupiter likes to expand things and Uranus likes to make impossible things possible. So with these two energies coming together, there could be a breakthrough that maybe you didn't anticipate. You may already be feeling these energies, seeing these suggestions and these ideas. The goal here is to raise your vibration, to focus on where you want to go and not the reasons that you can't do that. And the reason I say that is because Jupiter is a very magnetic planet in its own right. As in, whatever you focus on, it's going to give you more of it, a lot of it, which means that we want to focus on things that we want to bring into our life, which could be challenging at times this week because you may not always feel in control of the situation that you're in. But if you stay curious and you lean into the possibility, I think you're going to find a lot of success. Now, one of the tensions that we have this week is Sun square Pluto, and this is going to activate an area of your life that has to do with the work that you do, the chores that you do day in and day out, habits that represent your health. And it's going to be activating this new direction. So this could play out in a lot of different ways, but you may be thinking, well, I can't really go there because I have all of these responsibilities, or this has always worked for me, or there might be something or a power source that's ending and transitioning, and you don't know what that's going to look like, so you don't feel like you can look at that horizon yet. But the invitation, no matter how tense it is to lean into the transformation. It is to trust your heart, to trust that courage that you have and make the changes that you need. No landscape will always stay the same. So think about that as you work with those tense points this week. And we also have a full moon in Scorpio. And this full moon in Scorpio is going to be happening really close to home. This is around your local environment. It may have to do with brothers and sisters, people that you speak to every single day, people that you stand shoulder to shoulder with. Now, with full moons, there's a lot of emotions. And this is a water sign. So there's a lot of deep Scorpio emotions coming to the surface. There will be something to celebrate here. Like, we have accomplished this. We've done all of this work. We dug deep. We face the shadows. Now let's celebrate this. But at the same time, in the light of a full moon, we often see things that we didn't know were there. So make a plan. That's what you're really good at, Virgo, making a plan. Make a plan to process things that you want to change. But hold that vibration. Celebrate everything you've accomplished. Lean into the transformation. Lean into the unexpected. And also have a little bit of patience with yourself as we end this week, because we do have Mercury coming out of retrograde. So agreements, especially financial agreements with other people, some terms could change. Now that you know what you know, you may not need certain things, or there could be someone on the other side of the table that has that same circumstance. So trust that any revisions around financial matters or deep long-term intimacies or even family legacies that shift, ultimately they're shifting for your benefit. And if you can keep that in mind, you're going to be able to work positively with this energy. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Libra. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses are going to be 1, your partnerships, 2, transformation, and 3, the wealth that you have. Now, let's talk about why. And one of the first transits we have this week is your ruling planet Venus meeting a retrograde Mercury. And this is going to happen in an area of your life that has to do with your one-to-one partnerships. It could also flow into your overall communication, people you speak to every day, and your dream. And though it's not the most powerful transit of the week, it does have to do with your ruling planet, and it is a reminder of something that you have already touched on that connects to your heart. And because there's so many big changes this week, I encourage you to listen to that intuition early on. The next transit we have this week is Mars, that is focused on an area of your life that has to do with the habits that you have, the work that you must do, those rituals that you have day in and day out, and it's having a conversation with Jupiter and Uranus, which is going to be a focal point this week. But there is a courageous idea or a motivation or a drive that you have in your day-to-day routines. I encourage you to dial into those ideas. Maybe there's something that always gets in your way, or now that you know what you know, you're ready to make a change in this area of your life. Lean into that. So far, we have our heart, we have our courage, and now we're ready to go into a week with some big transits. Now, the most notable transit of the week, one of the most notable transits of 2024 is Jupiter and Uranus meeting. And they're meeting in an area of your life that has been a focal point for you for a long time, even though it's not the most public corner of your life. This has to do with really deep, long-term, intimate relationships. It could be a family legacy. It could be you and someone else. It also has to do with shared wealth, loans, finances, and transformations, endings, and beginnings. And you've been working on this area for a long time. It's been a bit of an up and down roller coaster for you. Uranus has been here for about 6 years, and Jupiter was there all of last year. And as they meet this week, there is an opportunity to really have a brilliant breakthrough, to see what this journey has been trying to teach you. Now, Jupiter likes to expand. Uranus likes to make the impossible possible. But the trick with this energy, especially because it's more so behind the scenes, is that Jupiter expands where your vibration is focused. So we want to focus on the opportunity to go through this transformation, to end this and begin that. So lean into the positive as much as possible. So the invitation is to lean into the positive, to lean into the opportunities that you see opening up for you. Even though you may feel like you are in a position to respond and not co-create at all times, trust that you do have the power to co-create. It's all about the intention and the perspective that you apply to the situation that you are in. Now, one of the more tense energies that we have this week is Sun square Pluto. And the Sun is in that same area that has to do with those deep, intimate relationships. However, it's in square with Pluto that is focused on things that you are passionate about. These are people, places, and things, children of the mind, things that touch your soul. And you may be thinking, if I go through this transformation, how will that impact what I love without condition? And there isn't a crossroad where you have to leave something completely behind, but there is things that you are passionate about that may be going through a transformation, or you may realize where the power truly lies when it comes to these passions that you have. Again, the invitation is to lean into the opportunity, to lean into the unexpected change, and trust that you're ready for the transformation. Now, we also have a full moon in Scorpio this week. This full moon is focused on your individual finances, your values, your resources, and what's important to you. There's going to be something here that you are ready to celebrate. It could be a raise, a promotion, a new opportunity to earn or to build your resources, whatever your resource may be to you. You want to celebrate whatever that is. Now, at the same time, full moons illuminate things that we didn't know were there or things that we wish that we could have addressed sooner, but that's okay. You're going to have plenty of time to address them in the coming weeks. Again, higher the vibration, celebrate the wins, walk with curiosity. You're going to have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Scorpio. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Scorpio, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, self-expression, 2, partnerships, and 3, your foundations. Now, let's talk about why. This is likely going to be a week to remember. At least the seeds planted this week are going to be ones that are powerful and are going to last you for a long time to come. Let's talk about why. One of the first transits we have this week is Venus meeting a Mercury retrograde. And this is going to be happening in an area of your life that has to do with the habits, the rituals, the work that you must do day in and day out. What's in service to other people? It's likely to be an idea or a suggestion or something here that you touched on just a few weeks ago and you're going to be reminded of it. I encourage you to dial into that heart-based intuition. It's going to help guide you throughout the week with some of the more stronger energies that we have. Now, your traditional ruling planet, Mars, is also going to sextile Uranus and Jupiter this week. Now, Mars is focused on what you love without condition, people, places, things, entrepreneurships, children of the mind, things that light you up. It's a very compassionate, creative area of your life. And from that vantage point, you have a lot of ideas about how you can expand and fortify the partnerships that you have. So early on in the week, you have your heart giving you some great ideas. You have that courageous side of you saying, you know what, we're ready. Listen to those intuitions because it's going to help you as you move through this week. The very next transit that we're talking about this week is one of the biggest of 2024, and this is Jupiter meeting Uranus. Now, Jupiter meeting Uranus is happening in an area of your life that supports your one-to-one relationships. And because it's there in a solar chart and it's angular, it impacts your home work-life balance and your individuality. This area of your life has been a focal point for a while. We had the eclipses here last year and the year before that. The invitation was letting go of certain things so you could have healthier relationships one-to-one with other people. Uranus has been in this area of your life for a while. This brought a lot of sudden shifts and changes, some that you had to respond to in ways that maybe you weren't ready for. And we had Jupiter move into this area last spring. Now, Jupiter is all about expansion and opportunity. It takes something and it grows it. So when these two meet, we have unexpected, innovative breakthroughs meeting the opportunity for expansion when it comes to one-to-one partnerships. The optimistic ways that this can unfold for you are absolutely endless. This energy is going to flow into your day-to-day rituals, people that you communicate with, a dream that you have, a network that you're a part of. And it's a high vibration energy. But again, Jupiter responds to the vibration that you have. So no matter how the breakthroughs or shifts come through this week, it's important to lean into what they could bring into your life, that opportunity. However, this is a very potent energy and it's also magnetic in that Jupiter is going to reflect whatever emotion or perspective that you put out there in the world. So whether you feel like you're reacting or co-creating and initiating changes in your life, you want to be optimistic and curious about what this could do. Now that you know this, where could that lead? Now, one of the more tense energies of the week folds right over this, and that is Sun square Pluto. Now, Pluto is your modern ruling planet, and it is transiting the lowest part of your chart, something close to your actual home, your foundations, and your ancestors. So there's something here that's saying, you know what, in order for you to go into that direction to have those partnerships, you're going to have to go through this transformation. You're going to have to release this power. You're going to have to balance this power, grab this power. There's a whole metamorphosis that's going to go on. And because it's there and it's this leap of faith, you may encounter some self-doubt or anxieties or this imposter syndrome. Am I really ready to take that leap? And the answer is yes, you are. And you are empowered by Pluto to go through this transformation in order to make this a possibility. So trust the growth point. Trust that invitation to go deep, look within, and pull everything to the surface so you can process it, and you are ready to go in this long-term healthy direction that is unfolding before you. Now, we also have a full moon in your sign this week, which makes this week extra potent for you. There is something that you have been working on for a very long time, and now you're starting to see it pay off. There's going to be a lot to celebrate here. This is going to also illuminate your home work-life balance, your partnerships, your foundations, and your roots. There's a lot of shifting changes happening at the same time. And again, the invitation is to focus on what you are celebrating. I've come this far. I did this, because that's going to empower you. That's going to remind you that no matter how dark or light any situation is, there is a promise behind it. It's leading you somewhere. You want to celebrate that. The full moon could also bring to light some things that you need to change. You may find that it's time to revamp the website or get a different brand out there because you're growing, you're expanding out into the world. Trust that you have plenty of time for all the revisions that you need. Celebrate what's unfolding for you and make it a point to live consciously with gratitude and a humble grace, and you'll do great this week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Sagittarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses this week are going to be one, your passions, something close to your heart, two, the habits that you have, the rituals, and three, mind and body balance. Now let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits of the week is a little bit of a whisper. It's kind of quiet behind the scenes compared to the other energies, but I encourage you to notice this. And that's going to be Venus meeting a retrograde Mercury. It's likely that you're going to be reminded of why you are passionate about something, why you love it without condition. It could be people, places, things, entrepreneurships. And this is the second time you've rushed by this reminder. I encourage you to dial into anything that repeats itself. Hold on to this passion that you have. Now, the next transit that we have is Mars, which is focused on your foundations, your roots, something close to your home. It's very compassionate in this area of your life, but it's looking at the rituals that you have and how it serves your wealth, your overall health and wealth. And it's saying, you know what? I've got some ideas here about how we can change this. I have the drive, I have the motivation, and I have the courage to get this done. I encourage you to listen to those ideas and those suggestions as well, especially if they come from that foundational area of your life, people, places, things, or within, because that's going to help build you towards the bigger energies of this week. So far, we're listening to our heart and we're really grasping our courage. But one of the most notable energies of 2024 have to do with your ruling planet, Jupiter, meeting Uranus in an area of your life that supports your work, your habits, your rituals, what you do day in and day out, and it's in flow with your overall health and wealth. Now, Jupiter's been here for about a year, and Uranus has been here for years. So these two energies have already been in this area of your life, but what's potent about this week is their meeting. So as you know, as a child of Jupiter, that Jupiter likes to expand anything that it focuses on. High vibration, low vibration, it doesn't matter. If you focus on it, you're going to see a lot of it. And Uranus likes to make impossible things possible. So this week, the goal is to have a very high vibration, to focus on the outcomes that we want, to co-create with the situations that are presented to us or the doors that we are opening up. So kind of keep that in mind, because this will impact your daily flow, your rituals, and go into your overall health and wealth. There's so many opportunities here for you that are going to set you up for decades to come, and we want to embrace that with a lot of enthusiasm. Now, one of the more edgy energies that we're working with this week is Sun square Pluto. The Sun is focused in the same area that we've been talking about with Jupiter and Uranus, the work that you have and the habits that you have and do with communication, people, places, and things that you speak to or see every day. It flows into your partnerships and your network. And it may be that you're realizing, in order to embrace this opportunity around the work that I do, I'm going to have to transform or change my daily rituals and my habits to set this up both in the short term and in the long term. And that can be a little bit intimidating. There could be some imposter syndrome, some anxieties. I'm not sure if I'm ready. I don't know if that power source that I've been counting on day in and day out is going to let me change this. And the invitation is to lean into the transformation, to activate that change. Use that square to take action, not as a hindrance that says you can't go forward. Now, we also have a full moon in Scorpio this week. And this full moon is happening behind the scenes in an area that has to do with spirituality, endings and beginnings, and the subconscious. It's likely that you may experience a lot of beautiful downloads or inspirations. You may appreciate how far you've come and where you need to go. There's going to be something here to celebrate. Something to keep in mind is that full moons carry a potent emotional energy, especially in a water sign, and they illuminate the good, but they also illuminate some of the things that we didn't know were there. And in this process of endings and beginnings, we want to celebrate the journey that we've been on. We also want to honor the process of endings and beginnings with a lot of grace, with a lot of humble gratitude. That's going to be an undertone of the week to lean on. The more grateful you are, the more humble you are, the more excited you are, the more opportunities that you're going to see. I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Capricorn. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your home or your foundations, 2, your passions and the allies that you have, and 3, your values or your resources. Now, let's talk about why. Now, the first two transits of the week are a little bit quieter. They're more like a whisper, an intuition, but I encourage you to dial into them because they're going to help you navigate the bigger transits. And the first one is Venus meeting Mercury retrograde. So Venus meeting a Mercury retrograde is going to remind you of a heart-based idea that you have close to your home and your foundations. This is why I love this. This is why I support this. Lean into those ideas because you've seen them more than once and it's a reminder. And that reminder is going to serve you well as you work through the rest of the week. Now, we will have Mercury moving out of retrograde at the end of the week, so there could be some revisions or some ideas, but this is why I love it, is an important notion to hold on to. The next transit is Mars, which is focused on your day in and day out communication, people, places, and things that you see, very compassionate, creative energy, and it is in conversation with both Jupiter and Uranus this week. So from this local environment, people that you stand shoulder to shoulder with, there's probably an innovative idea with a lot of courage, drive, and motivation that's starting to surface from within you or from around you. I encourage you to dial into that. So now you have your heart-based idea, you remember why you love it, and you have all this courage and drive, and that's going to launch you into the bigger transits of the week. Now, the next transit, Jupiter meeting Uranus, is one of the most notable transits for 2024, and this is happening in a passionate area of your life. It has to do with people, places, and things that you love without condition. Things that light you up, they feed your soul. This could even be entrepreneurships, children of the mind. It's very creative energy. Now, you've been working with Uranus in this area of your life for a while, a few years now. Jupiter has only been here for about a year. So it's not that these energies are new in this focused area of your life. It's that they're coming together. And when planets come together, their energy concentrates and expands. And Jupiter already likes to expand anyways. This is a huge launching point. There's something here to celebrate, an open door that you can get ready to step through. Now, the thing is, Jupiter likes to expand anything that you focus on, whatever your vibration is. And at times, we may be in a state of reaction instead of co-creating. We may be responding to changes that are given to us instead of being the one that is initiating the change. And no matter where you fall on that spectrum this week, staying curious, humble, and excited about what is to come is going to raise your vibration and help you see even more opportunities that you can build your empire on. It's a very potent, beautiful, powerful energy. Work with the change, work with the transformation. Now, speaking of transformation, one of the more challenging energies we have this week is Sun in square with Pluto. Now, the Sun is right there with Jupiter and Uranus saying, yes, let's make this expansion. Let's have this opportunity. There's a lot of excitement, but it's squaring something that has to do with your resources, your values, what's important to you. And that's where Pluto's working in your life. Pluto's showing you the power of your resources. It's showing you how much power you surrender to things that you value. And it's asking you, in short, is it worth it? And this is a deep question. You may realize that in order to follow your passions, you have to readjust your resources. You may need to invest. You may need to let go of something or just change your perspective of what a resource is. Now, what's going to be a little challenging is this is going to feel like it's a roadblock. You have all this huge opportunity, but then you have this financial question that's challenging things that you're passionate about, but it's not a roadblock. It's an invitation to take action towards a transformation. Leaning into your heart is going to help you make these decisions. Now, we also have a full moon in Scorpio this week, and that full moon is happening opposite of all this juicy, potent Jupiter-Uranus energy. And it's concentrated on an area of your life that supports your dreams, your allies, and the network that you have. There's going to be something here to celebrate that's abundant. And it's going to have a lot of emotion behind it, positive, negative, and everything in between. And full moons bring to light a lot of great things to celebrate, but they also bring to light things that maybe we didn't know were there, some shadows that we need to work with. So celebrate what you like and make a plan to process and lean into the transformation of things that you need to change over the coming weeks. And as Mercury moves out of retrograde, you're going to be ready to start integrating some changes anyways. So as you can see, it's a potent week, very passionate, very connected to your heart. It's going to give you a brand new perspective around what's important to you and why. With that being said, I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Aquarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your reputation, 2, your foundations, and 3, your local environment, people and places that you speak to or go to every day. Now, let's talk about why. Now, the first two transits of the week are a little bit more subtle, but I want to remind you of them because the week will get more potent and big as we go along. But if you remember these early transits, they're going to be great guideposts as you make decisions, as you move and flow with these other changes. And the first one is Venus meeting Mercury. Now, Mercury is in retrograde, so it's likely that you're going to be reminded of something that's close to your heart. This is why I love this. This is why I'm passionate about this. Dial into that reminder. Dial into that energy. Speak and communicate from the heart. Now, the very next one is Mars, which is focused more so around your values, what's important to you and why. And it's having a conversation with some big changes that are going to be happening close to your home, your foundations and your roots. You have all this courage, drive and motivation around your resources or what's important to you, skill sets and self-esteem that's saying, you know what, from this vantage point, I have some ideas about how I can support myself and my family in the short term and in the long term. Listen to those ideas, grab that courage, grab that heart-based intention, because that's going to lead you throughout this week. Now, the next transit is one of the most notable ones of 2024, and that is Jupiter meeting Uranus. Now, Uranus has been at this foundational area of your life, something close to your house and your home for years now. Jupiter moved in last spring. So it's not that these energies are new at this rooted foundational area of your life, it's that they're coming together. And when they come together, it becomes more concentrated and more potent, a very strong energy spark that's going to branch out into every corner of your life. Inevitably, this will impact your home work-life balance, how you are known in the world, the partnerships, and everything in between. There is an opportunity for a lot of brilliant breakthroughs. Uranus is your modern ruling planet, so you have a natural tendency to like thinking outside of the box, to look at something that's unorthodox, to go the path that hasn't been taken before, to see what happens, to work with that unexpected energy. Now, the trick to this week is that Jupiter likes to expand anything that our vibration focuses on. So no matter how you perceive these changes, whether you're the one making the changes or you feel like you have to respond to these breakthroughs or these opportunities, the vibration needs to be as high as possible. Focus on the possibility, the positive possibility that can come out of every situation. And that's going to help you expand and start to co-create with this energy, not only in this present day, the seeds that you're planting, but for decades to come. One of the more challenging energies that we have this week is Sun square Pluto. Now, the Sun is focused in the same neighborhood as Jupiter and Uranus. It's all about your home and your foundations and your roots. And Pluto is in your sign right now. So you may realize that in order to make these changes, to step into these opportunities, that you're going to have to work with the condition of power, where you surrender power, how you use the power you have, how you balance with it overall, and the transformation that you need to go through in order to make these foundational breakthroughs last for generations to come. It's a big invitation to step forward, but it could be disguised as a roadblock when you first encounter it. But remember, the invitation is to lean into change, to lean into the progress, to think outside of the box. Now, we also have a full moon in Scorpio this week. Now, this full moon is going to highlight the highest area of your solar chart. So this is your reputation. It's how you're known in the world, how other people see you. Your sense of purpose flows into every corner. There's going to be something magnificent and beautiful that you can celebrate here, an accomplishment of something that you have been working on for a long time. Full moons bring forth a lot of emotion and a lot of energy. So again, we want to make sure we're leaning into the positive side. We want to celebrate what is working. If you see things that aren't working, we need to make a plan to change them in the coming weeks, but we don't want to focus on, well, I should have done that. We want to focus on, I'm so glad I did that because this is the result of it. We want to, the vibration. That's the invitation of the week. I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Pisces. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Pisces, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your values, 2, new directions, and 3, communication. Now, let's talk about why. The first few transits of this week are a little bit more subtle, but I would encourage you to pay attention to them because they're going to help you make some decisions with the bigger energies that we have coming in. And the first one is Venus meeting Mercury. And Mercury is in retrograde. It's going to move out of retrograde at the end of this week. But this conjunction is going to remind you of why you love what you love, why it's important to you, why this is of value to you. Because this energy is happening around your resources, your earning power, how much money you spend, how much money you make, the skill sets that you have. So it's a great reminder to say, you know what? I love this for this reason. And the very next transit is Mars in sextile with Uranus and Jupiter. Now, Mars is in your sign. It's very compassionate. It's driven. It's focused. It's looking out at the landscape of your entire life. And it says, you know what? I have some ideas about how we can change this, how we can move forward in an innovative way. I encourage you to grasp that courage. So now you have this reminder of this is what I love, these ideas about why you love something, and you have courage, and we're stepping into some bigger energy. Now, the next transit is Jupiter meeting Uranus. Uranus has been in this area of your life that has to do with your local environment, people, places, and things that you go to or speak to every day for years now. We've had Jupiter here for about a year. So their energy in this area of your life is not new, but them coming together and concentrating their energy is new. It's going to be an energetic focal point that's going to serve as a launching pad for something that's going to benefit you in the short term, but definitely in the long term, like think decades to come. With this energy, we're looking at expansive opportunities. We're looking at unexpected breakthroughs, huge launching points. Something that you thought would take forever suddenly comes in. Now, the cautionary tale of this energy is that Jupiter expands whatever your vibration focuses on. So whether you feel like you are co-creating or responding to situations, it's important to have a lot of optimism, a lot of hope, a lot of curiosity. That's going to feed the opportunities. That's going to help you see them hidden there in plain sight. More and more doors will open if you lean into the highest vibration of this energy. Something that could complicate leaning into the higher vibration is that we have Sun square Pluto. The Sun is in the same area that Jupiter and Uranus are working on, your local environment, but it's going to be in square with Pluto. And Pluto is in an area of your life that is more so behind the scenes, a subconscious level, endings and beginnings, this process of mind and body. So it could be that you have this courage, this heart-based intention, and all these opportunities opening up for you, but there's something underneath in the subconscious that's saying, in order to go forward the way you want to, with your heart and all this courage and all these opportunities, we do have to work through these endings and these beginnings. We have to look at these shadows. We have to process this in order to go in this direction. And it may look like a roadblock when it first comes up. It may feel like anxiety or imposter syndrome, but that's not its purpose. Its purpose is to motivate you to step through the change, to trust that you're ready to end this and begin this and process this and find a harmony with power and transformation in your life. Now, we also have a full moon in Scorpio this week, and that full moon is going to highlight the opposite of where all this Jupiter energy and Uranus energy is working in your life. It has to do with brand new directions, new horizons, new convictions, publishing. getting your message out there in the world, and it's in flow with what you're passionate about. It's in flow with your network of people or allies that you have to bring a lot of emotion, a lot of energy. Full moons, especially in a water sign like yourself, bring up a lot of emotion. So there's going to be a lot to celebrate here. Again, I encourage you to lean into the positive emotion. Celebrate how far you've come. Reflect on the highs and the lows and understand that they were all working for you to help you get to this new horizon. There'll be some things that are illuminated that you want to change, and that's perfectly okay. Make plans to change them, but we don't want to concentrate our energy there because remember, we're trying to give Jupiter and Uranus a very healthy diet of a high vibration. All right, with that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I do hope you found some tips and insights. Please don't forget to hit like and subscribe so you can find this podcast in the future. You can also connect with me at schedulingfate.com. I look forward to seeing you there and next time.